Mark.
Also have another group.
They know that. They know that. They do that. They have the OMB who's been established. Down here within a period of time when you have the option of sending a veto back up to force them to a vote or go pocket veto. That would be the best of all possible worlds. Because you could pocket veto, send a veto message in effect to the press, but instead of to the Congress, and just fail to sign the damn thing. They can't roll you. We don't have to spend the money. We've had the advantage of the veto message.
I understand. But we do public relations on it. Let's just assume, right?
we, as you know, we went out on the spending limit yesterday, and we said a vote for this is a vote against higher taxes, and so on and so forth. So we got a little foundation laid, and we keep pounding on that. We get a vote this week on that in the House. We got a chance of winning that.
We say lose it.
Yeah. If we lose it, then we go out and say, now we're down to two, because here comes all this stuff.
And I would just quote on that. We should get damn near all the Republicans.
With the conferences.
If you could get the Republicans, John, then of course, Mahon will be political, and he shouldn't be, but they all get that political.
Sure.
I think Mills, but no, that's not
political. He'll have to be for it, and he still is pretty good, as of the last night.
Well, if you get that, those two, then how about hanging that on the damn bill? Well, that please try an amendment on it.
If we get the spending limit in the House,
then
we've got a good chance of getting it in the Senate.
Yeah.
If we do that,
I get a chance to get it.
We have some chance of getting it in the Senate. Now, it's Humphrey has a long article in the Post this morning against it, and he's making a partisan election issue out of it. It's the president arrogating power to himself. It's Tonkin Gulf on the domestic side and all that. So I would say with the amount of time that they have over in the Senate to mobilize opposition, they'll probably be able to beat. But we have a fighting chance over there. Whether we get it or not, it is the vehicle for making clear your position on new taxes. And I think you could very well find yourself in a PR position to veto Titles 1, 2, and 3 on the ground of payroll taxes.
Yeah.
This adds umpteen dollars to the average working man's payroll taxes.
Yeah.
I'm against
it. In other words, not the old folks.
The old folks are already giving you credit.
They're going to lose something.
Yeah, but simultaneous with that veto, they're opening their Social Security check this month and finding a letter from you saying your check is 20% higher.
Everybody's good.
Oh, well, hell with it. Yeah.
Everybody's got a great time spent, John.
And it's interesting, in the Post piece this morning on the campaign, you know, that big wrap-up piece they're doing, there's several comments. They have direct quotes from the people they've interviewed. Several comments. Well, he raised my Social Security. So it's coming through. So I think we can get away with it.
Well, John, you've got the whole picture. I hate to, but I'm not going to take a call from Kelly.
Okay,
mousetrap.
Okay.
I think the cabinet's got to understand. I got to between the election. I got to make political decisions. I'm going to make them. Or do you agree?
Well, that's fine. That makes my job very easy. I just call him back.
I think he's fought a marvelous fight, and I appreciate it. But I consider this a political judgment. I'm going to have to veto. I've decided that I'm going to have to veto the bill anyway because of the other three titles. And I don't want to fool around with this one. I don't want to try to improve it, put it that way.
Okay.
That's my strategy. There's no amnesty. That's the line.
I'll do that subject to my talking to Ken Cole, who's had a meeting this morning with our legislative guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not up to date on what's happened. That was going on while we were over there.
Sure.
So let me find out what's happened.
Well, you use your judgment on this.
Okay.
Don't have the arrogance to ask me, of course, if you have any idea. But we're on the same track.
Well, if he hadn't threatened to phone you, I wouldn't have bothered you.
Oh, no,
we've been horsing him for a long time.
But I thought we had determined it. My point is that what really convinces me is the other three titles.
Yeah.
And why clean this up?
Why
clean this up?
Yep.
You're going to get all four together.
That's right.
Well, screw that. Okay. I don't want any better.
Fair enough.
The other three titles are totally unacceptable. God damn, is he recommending signing the other three titles too?
I don't know.
John?
I don't know.
When is anybody going to start holding goddamn on?
See, that thing, they're used to us doing that down here. They have the luxury of not having.
How did you feel about your presentation to the viewers and watchers? I heard Secret talk very well.
It went fine. You bailed us out, you know, because you had Gromyko in there. So they had to leave. We got across what we wanted to get,
right.
And then we got out. We stayed another 15
minutes. Well, that's interesting that it's too bad we really had to do that.
Oh, no.
No, not that. I meant It's not new, but
I thought the vice president handled himself very well.
People tell me he did better than the other fellow, yeah. But the other fellow's not. But on the other hand, our media problems clearly, created in Christ Almighty. They took me. They lit it up like Bill Helder.
NBC killed us, you know. NBC carried the government, did not carry the vice president. All the others carried both. And vice president.
Well, there's one difference, though. I talked to Bob and Ziegler, they're a little sensitive about this particular point, but, if they didn't, particularly Ziegler, and of course he was the same client, never seen the problem, didn't realize what a hell of a shaft we got in 68. It was awful.
Yeah.
6 and 7. Like, right now, with this stuff that Buchanan is doing, this great analysis, and I must admit, he tilts it a little bit the other way. Another makes it appear worse than it is.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, John, they're not screwing the 6-1 now, are they?
That's right.
I'd say it's about 2-1.
Well,
would you say it's worse?
It's still pretty bad, in my opinion.
On television?
Yeah.
Is it about, what do we come out? 2-1, 3-1?
I guess 3-1, maybe. Yeah, the press, they ran a piece on Elmer McGovern yesterday. They must have run 5 minutes on CBS. Hell, I thought the tag on it was going to be a paid political announcement. It was just...
I suppose they think, though, that they have run Mrs. Nixon in Moscow, Mrs. Nixon in Peking, and equal time. Of course, I don't see how they can justify.
They'll argue that their coverage of this today, here, has to be balanced by some government stuff.
Concerned me, they said Congress.
No.
That's not a good
no.
reason.
No.
I don't want him to that have guy was, that Zoom wall was a pain in the ass.
Hey. That guy was just disobedient. I mean, he told Brady
he had
that
he was paid.
Yeah, the guy was speculating in stock on the side,
I just want to know, what about what was the fellow here in Washington doing?
I don't know what that's all about at all.
I just want to be sure that Gray is firing the right people, not our friends.
Well, and I don't know if this guy in L.A. is friendly or not. I don't know anything about him, but I did read carefully the account of his stock transactions. And if I were Gray, I would find enough cause there. Without any question, the guy was.
You know, it's an interesting thing, though, John. Stock is the great advantage we have, of course, in '68 is that we can't get a news hanging on that day.
Yeah.
Now, the point is, instead of being 3-1 against it, I'll at least be equal.
Well,
because this part of the same.
Don't take my 3-1. I
agree with you.
I'm so mad at NBC blanking out the vice president last night, and then Alan McGovern. CBS just strikes the hell out of me. But there isn't any question about it. If we were out,
you realize that when they lose, which they're going to do, that makes difference. It's going to be significant, in my opinion. But when they lose, they're going to be crawling. And we're going to kick them right in the brawl. I just, suppose you heard the order I put out that no one is to accept it.
That was Saturday.
Let me tell you why. It isn't because it's the folks. It isn't because they endorse the other person. It's because they have liable two friends of ourselves. They liable and continue to liable John Mitchell and Roy Stantz.
Yeah.
And Bill Rogers should not have done that. I think it's a hell of a thing for him to do. Or do you agree?
Yeah.
I don't believe in doing things for. I mean, it's a liable son of a bitch in attack. I'm a city. Cat's officer goes, he's out of his ass to a heart right now. On the spot.
We better, Alex, better pass that.
He is.
Okay.
Word, I ordered him. Okay. No, but the staff, I don't want Henry to come to me.
That's good.
Walking up there. Anybody.
Okay.
Nobody.
I think
the only one could be that fellow, what's his name? Where's your fellow? Fawcett.
Fawcett.
He should go. Fawcett, I think, should go.
He's probably not quite.
You can see why.
Yeah.
I don't want him to appear to be. Rogers being there is enough. You get an invitation over. Just don't respond. Don't even respond. Okay. Anything is not to give them anything in writing.
Yep.
Don't give them a say I have another engagement. Just
right over.
But getting back to this, don't be concerned. Just keep plodding away.
Oh hell.
Hope for the best. For Christ's sake, I don't know what more we can do.
You
know what you said, I think of it. Where would we be, John? We have the domestic things.
Other people,
but it never affects them. You want to remember these, especially wisely done. Mayor Haskin, I hope you still.
Well, that's the thing I've heard around here.
Really? Really? And they say, why doesn't he make some more statements on it? Why doesn't he do that with this man? Why the crazy people are asking? You go out there to that goddamn press store and take a poll, and it's going to be 10 to 1 against us. Right?
Of course.
The other thing that I think that if you could ever give me a background, for example, if you're asking about the New York Times, I would say you have great respect for their integrity, because basically they have a supporting government. Apart from this, others are sort of deserting him because of his style and his tactics. But a government stands for everything the Times stands for.
Yeah.
They're for amnesty, they're for permissiveness, they're for abortion, they're for pot, they are for Vietnam, they're for a cut in defense, and so forth. And so, of course, they've got to be from government. We understand that. Now, the way I would do this is with the press. I'd say, yes, the press, in fact, going to be that way. Because basically, McGovern stands for exactly what they stood for. They're for permissiveness, they're for pot, they're for that crap. In other words, this is going to be a mandate on the American press. Do you realize it is? That's what terrifies us, bastard.
Yeah.
They realize that he stands for everything they stood for. You go back and read their editorials criticizing us for standing up to these loony kids. You read their editorials criticizing us for for holding the line on Vietnam. Realize what they said. Read what they said about Cambodia, what they said about May 8, what they said about every goddamn thing we've done,
yeah.
What they said about amnesty, what they said about pot, and all the rest of it. It was a terrible thing. They're on the wrong side, John. The people are going to vote them down. Now, their trick here at the present time is very clever. They're going to try to blame the failure of their candidate first on us, that I don't campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that won't wash.
No.
Well, the other thing they're going to blame is blame it on him,
right?
Yeah. This is an amazing buildup of this asshole Schreiber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember when they built Muskie?
He is.
I don't think Schreiber
comes through. No, he's beyond the limits. He just.
You think so?
Yeah.
You notice the press?
Sure. Yeah. But he really is on the edge. Reverend Sharon Sang, instead of Independence Hall, how would you like the funny old Philadelphia City Hall?
Well, I tell you, I thought a little about that. I should have mentioned earlier. I'm afraid that it has a shadow.
Well, I thought I had.
Just feel that maybe you could see that the White House. I like to take it on the road and so forth, but I just have a feeling that that son of a bitch Shaft, we're likely to have a negative story, Shaft versus the other. You see my point?
Yeah.
Why have a negative?
Okay.
Bring them in here. Okay. Let the parts come that want to.
Okay.
Invite our friends and a couple of enemies.
Great. And do it very much like you did this thing this morning.
Why not?
Yeah.
Except on this one, it's the way I would have it done. Is to come in. I think that perhaps I should come in with the vice president.
Oh, I've got a scenario coming to you.
Well, what I had in mind was then to say that what I have in mind, let me say, when I am a host, I virtually have to start the way I had in mind to say, ladies and gentlemen, we are here for the signing of the show. Since the vice president has had the primary responsibility for this then administration, I've asked him to preside at the ceremony. Mr. Vice President.
Okay.
And he takes it, and he says, this is very good. And he says, I'd like to call on Governor Jobs. I've got to call on Governor Jobs.
Yeah.
And he's in for a minute,
right?
Let about 8 or 10.
Well,
let the goddamn thing go for 30 minutes.
We've got a pretty good lineup of six, plus you, plus the vice president.
Yeah, well, I would conclude
you can have the last word
with a very brief
say,
well, today, this is due to the this is a fine initiative. I don't need the guild at all.
We've got a pretty good lineup. Warren Hearns and Rockefeller.
Phil Governors.
Mrs. Spellman, this lady county executive out here. A couple of friendly mayors. I forget who they are.
Phil Governor?
No. They're a little bit offbeat. They're not the ones that are identified as being your guys, but they'll be very strong for it. Then we call the guest list. It's a good guest list. Extremely good. It's got a lot of fat cats in it. And the reason is that we had all these citizens committees for revenue sharing all over the country. So we're going to pull in the 50 state chairmen.
And I think we should do exactly what we did in this. We should go over and
him? I don't think it's that big a story.
Okay.
I don't think it is. It's a big story, but I don't think it's that big.
Then we have to look for the news to let me out.
I would like to set it up so that Ollie could get pictures of the mayors with you.
Sure.
Because that's a damn good local story.
Well, we'll do it, provided he can do it without having Santa Claus.
Right. Right.
We do it just with a cloak. He just snaps.
Run the line.
See, you don't have to have us looking at it.
That's right.
You can show us back.
Actually, show us. Right. And then, I don't know if you've seen any of the stories, but places like Syracuse, New York, are lowering their property taxes. And they've announced it.
Let me ask you this. What is our plan regarding our own property taxes?
We're in the works.
When do you want
it? Well, I would like to have it perhaps 2 weeks before the election.
What should I say about it?
You should say it right now. Just hold it.
If I should be
asked. Just say, you have made any decisions.
Yeah, I'm still meeting the business.
You
what
have
they say? Well, you got to do it before the election.
So, I don't know. If it's ready.
No. If it's ready, yes.
Yeah. That's what we've been saying all along. I titillated him a little bit yesterday in here by saying that Bob Merriam has been in an extremely good meeting with him.